this diagnosis with your habilitating patient's name is. John Nowicki, Nowicki, John, John, date of birth is 1-18-1955, date of service is 7-19-2023. Mr. Nowicki is a very pleasant 68-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, history of alcohol use disorder, spinal stenosis on chronic opioids. Was admitted to the hospital with complaint of increasing confusion and weakness over the past couple of weeks. In the emergency room, his creatinine was elevated, his magnesium and calcium, magnesium was low, calcium was elevated. Patient is admitted to the hospital for generalized weakness and electrolyte abnormalities. He was given thiamine. Neurology did see the patient. Patient did had an MRI of the brain, which was normal. A spine MRI also was done. We did show moderate to severe multi-level degenerative changes of the spine. Neurosurgery evaluated the MRI and did not recommend any surgical intervention. During his stay, he did develop, he had evidence of anemia. A workup was performed. Hematology was consulted. He was felt to have a hypoproliferative marrow. All other testing was unremarkable. He was given 1 unit of blood, but he did have extravasation of the blood in his upper extremity. Hemoglobin was stable. He was subsequently discharged to rehab with recommendations to follow up as an outpatient with hematology. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain. He does complaints of back pain. He denies any complaints of any palpitations, denies any shortness of breath, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, feels weak in his legs. He does use a walker as well as wheelchair. No other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, alcohol use disorder, herniated disc / spinal stenosis, and chronic lower back pain. Past surgical history has been significant for back surgery, hernia repair, history of vertebroplasty. Allergies, no drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Alcohol. He does have a history of alcohol use disorder. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. no history of coronary artery disease. Respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. He does have history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. No history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Urinary, no complaints. Neurological, he does complaints of generalized weakness, but denies any history of seizures, denies any history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, he just complains of joint pains, history, complaints of weakness in his lower extremities, history of arthritis, history of chronic back pain. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed, and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. No murmurs. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Generalized weakness, next alcohol dependence, next acute on chronic kidney disease, next elevated liver enzymes, next chronic anemia, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next COPD, next GERD, next insomnia, next anxiety. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. I have recommended that he follow up with a hematologist also. Continue other medications, will repeat labs next week, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.